A little technology shared between friends. What's the big deal, huh? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Tracy Samuelson, in for Molly Wood. This week, trade talks continue between the U.S. and China. U.S. officials complain that China has long failed to protect U.S. intellectual property rights, a charge China rejects. In particular, the U.S. wants China to put an end to what's known as forced technology transfers. That's when U.S. companies have to share their valuable tech secrets with local partners in order to access China's much-coveted market. Finding a solution has been a big sticking point in trade negotiations. And the history of countries sparring over IP issues actually goes back centuries. Greg Clark is a professor of economics at the University of California, Davis. He says in its infancy, even the U.S. took advantage of some stolen tech.
Theft was the norm throughout history, all the way since the Industrial Revolution. And the British stole a bunch of their technology from the Italians. And in turn, the Americans stole most of their textile technology from the British. Samuel Slater, a British apprentice in a textile mill, carefully memorized the plans and set sail for America and became the father of the American textile industry and indeed the kind of father of the American Industrial Revolution.
And so how do you think we should be thinking about this today, if those were sort of celebrated figures for the technology that they brought back home?
Yeah, no, I think you always, in that perspective, what the Chinese are now attempting to do is absolutely the pattern of history. And there's actually a lot of debate about whether such property rights hinder or advance technological progress.
Yeah, I suppose if you're, whether or not you think someone's the hero of the struggle depends on whether you're on the receiving end of that technology or whether you're on the theft end.
Yes, yes. Though the one thing I should say is that the British actually, by 1842, abolished all attempts to restrict the flow of technology out of Britain.
They just sort of gave up?
Yes, because by then there were very significant equipment manufacturing firms that wanted to profit by the export of the machines that embodied the new technology. And the other reason that the British changed their attitude was that the British actually had such an efficient manufacturing system that they actually didn't need to worry about other people getting the technology. But the thing is, I think now that is not going to be the case, that in manufacturing, Chinese labor costs will allow them to undercut America. And so you're not going to be able to say, well, it doesn't matter if they get our technology, we can still actually compete.
Greg Clark is an economics professor at the University of California, Davis. If the U.S. and China don't reach an agreement by March 1st, tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports will jump from 10% to 25%. The Trump administration wants enforceable commitments from China on intellectual property and other structural trade issues. But what that looks like for either side isn't yet clear. I'm Tracy Samuelson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I listen to Marketplace in Arlington, Virginia. I think what I appreciate the most about Marketplace is their ability to take the economic news of the day, issues such as tariffs, rate hikes, and tax reform, cut through the political noise, and clearly and concisely explain not only how these issues affect our country and the rest of the world, but how they impact people like me. I hope you'll consider joining me as a Marketplace investor and donate today at marketplace.org to help make their work possible.